Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. And we have been talking about the subject of valleys. And we talked about how to get victory in your valleys. And I wanted to go to Psalm 84 this morning and continue to talk about valleys. And the valleys are something that you and I always go through. It's that word valley, it's kind of rhetoric, I guess you would say. It's a term we use to describe difficult days in our lives. And there are mountaintops and then there are valleys. But I have found that in my life, yes, there are mountaintop times and valley times. But I have found in my life that probably the majority of days is not on the mountaintop or down in the valley. It's kind of on the middle road. And sometimes even that can become difficult because things aren't horrible. They're not great. It almost can be difficult to be stuck in a season of your life. And that can be as hard as a valley. And so we all have different seasons in life. But as we're talking about these valleys, Psalm 84, and I like this, in verse 4, it says, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed," verse 5, "is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them." And then in verse 6, "who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools." Now, we're very familiar with this passage. We've heard a lot of people preach on this. I've preached on this word. Baca means weeping, and talking about here a valley of weeping, valley of sadness, difficulty in your life. And he talks about who passing through this valley make it a well. We've talked about the whole thing of when you go through valleys, you know, what they would do is they would dig a well in case the person, somebody down the road after them came through that valley. They would need some water. They would need some refreshing. And we've heard the picture and the pictology of this passage many, many times. And I love this phrase. It says, "who passing through the valley of Baca." And I want to, as we talk about valleys and continue to talk about valleys a little bit over these next couple days, I'm going to kind of talk about this subject. What do we do when we're traveling through? What do we do when we're traveling through? Because what's wonderful about valleys of life, we travel through them. We don't stay in them. We're not stuck in them. We're traveling through them. And God allows a lot of things in our life. And as we travel through these things, if God can lead you to it, you've always heard, God can lead you through it. And so as we look at this passage, speaking about going through this valley, and that word "through" is the key word here. We want to look at a couple principles in this passage about that season of life when you're traveling in that valley and through that valley. There are some things that we need to learn and some things we need to remember as we are. Maybe you're, you know, listening today as we've been talking about valleys these last couple of days, and maybe that's exactly where you are right now in your life, going through one of these valleys. The first thing I wanted to just point out in verse 5, it says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee," talking to the Lord, "in whose heart are the ways of them." In other words, in God's heart is the ways of them. What does that mean? It means the first thing I want us to know about this is that God chose this route. You know, when God allows something in your life, and you and I are following the Lord, and valleys come our way, we need to remember that God chose this route. You know, all through this passage, where they are is where God had put them. God had led them there. And it doesn't seem to make sense sometimes that God would lead us to the valleys, but he does sometimes. You know, John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And I think of Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And as God does, sometimes he directs us into a valley. Now, it's not an easy road to travel, but you need to remember that Jesus is leading the way. And that's my point. It might be that as we follow him, that we go through valleys, but we need to remember that we're following him and we can trust him. It's a route normally that requires faith. If you're going to follow the Lord, you're going to have faith. You're not going to just see everything clearly all hours of the day, every day, and you're not always going to know what God's doing, but you need to remember that you're following him and you need to let him lead and you need to be willing to follow and you need to understand that that is going to require faith. It's going to include trials. It's going to include trouble, sickness, sorrow, pain, even death at times that come through our families and different things. You know, I think about Mary and Martha. They sent for Jesus and Lazarus was sick and yet why would God let them go through that? And we know what the Lord did eventually in that situation, but it's all for a purpose. You see, the sorrow and pain that they must have felt, you know, where is Jesus? Lazarus is dead. But the Bible says, obviously, that Jesus was right on time. It was a lesson they need to learn. I think about Joseph in the pit. Here he was doing what God told him to do, and he ends up in a pit. Then he ends up in a prison, and then he ends up wrongfully accused and all these things. You know, I think about Noah and some of the things he went through. And why would God lead me to this? You know, I love this in this verse 5. The Bible says, "In whose heart are the ways of them? In God's heart are the ways of them." And you know, you and I need to show some trust and we need to show some faith that as we follow God, it might mean that we have to follow through some valleys. But just hold on. Trust your leader. Trust the one you're following. And as you go through, remember, God chose this route, so he has a purpose. We'll continue here next time. Thanks for listening. God bless you, and thanks for joining us for Believing Together. And if you're going through a valley today, just hold on. You're following the Lord, and God chose this route, so trust him through it. God bless. We'll talk with you next time.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.